It's been 5 years since the death of Nigerian superstar Fela Kuti. Music critic Milo Miles says Fela's music is finally being revived here, and even former band members and groups that echo Fela's Afrobeat are finding a place.
At the height of Fela Kuti's powers in the 1970s and early 1980s, the Nigerian bandleader and creator of the sound known as Afrobeat was a star in Africa but a cult figure in America, trailing far behind activist musicians like Bob Marley. When he died in 1997, it seemed Fela's legacy might be his tragic denial that he had AIDS. In the past couple of years, though, Fela's sound got famous. Now that James Brown and George Clinton are overplayed, Fela is the current hot legacy of funk. More of his albums have been released here than ever before, but an even more certain sign of success is that a couple Fela spin-offs are thriving. One of them is a literal spin-off, and by all accounts, the co-creator of Afrobeat, drummer Tony Allen, who long ago was the first major defection from Fela's band. Allen has made a number of solo albums over the years, but the one that most clearly demonstrates his pure power is a collection of mixes released under the name the Alenko Brotherhood Ensemble. You should play it the next time someone doubts the importance of a drummer to a group's sound. The Alenko Brotherhood Ensemble is simply a dozen tracks constructed around drum patterns laid down by Allen. None of the groups who did the constructing are big names. Many of them appear to be from Europe, not a hotbed of funk. But none of that matters. What matters is that all of them are wise enough to stay in the background, decorating Allen's ever-shifting accents, until they dart forward with a quick rap or keyboard solo to set up more of Allen's hypnosis. The album keeps right on flowing, and the impression is that all the Alenko Brotherhood are talented. But there's just one big talent pulling the strings. For a true group effort on Fela's legacy, you have to turn to an outfit called Antibalas, or Bulletproof. Antibalas was formed in the Bronx from a Nigerian band who did Afrobeat and several local New York musicians. The group includes 14 members, almost big enough for one of Fela's own outfits. Until now, a real limitation of Afrobeat seemed to be that other bands could borrow from it for a cut or two, but never use it as a foundation without being mere imitation. But Antibalas' second album, Talkatif, finally takes Fela's sound where it might have gone if he hadn't stopped adding influences about a decade before he died. One improvement is that Antibalas now understands it's better at jams than protest rhetoric. The crucial added ingredient is New York itself. Salsa, hip-hop, newer jazz, maybe a dab of artsy rock. Instead of Afrobeat, call it Afro-diaspora beat. The revival of all things Fela has also increased interest in Nigerian music overall, a welcome development, since prominent Nigerian modes have always been easy on Western ears. The new Rough Guide to the Music of Nigeria and Ghana presents a charming and surprising overview. Sweet and spacious, a number of tracks on the Guide to Nigeria and Ghana suggest superior ancestors of styles like trip-hop and acid jazz. ¶¶ There's no Fela on the Rough Guide to Nigeria, though Tony Allen does appear. And the emphasis is on the venerable mode called High Life, with its swaying rhythms and lots of twinkling guitars. Nigerian High Life could follow Fela into the fashionable circle. It won't be the next funk craze, but it's still a bushel of beauty.
Critic Milo Miles played music from the Elenco Brotherhood, Antibalas, and the Rough Guide to the Music of Nigeria and Ghana.